Well, all I can say is we do the best we can. I think, you know, with the relative resources, I think you do, first priority is for everybody is to keep people safe. And first you keep, you know the prisoners safe, you keep the staff safe, and you keep the public safe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your first thing. Then you're trying to treat people. You're trying to, get them, you're always working with programming to try to, get them out of the system so they don't come back. So that's the ultimate goal. But as far as costs, those programs cost. And sometimes when the budget's strained and the guster,
mm-hmm.
You have to make decisions on daily operations, keeping them going, or long-term operations that you may, like programming that you may can get by on a daily basis, but there's a long-term cost of avoiding programs that will keep people from coming back. So the department's done well to keep their funding. Other departments, you're absolutely right. People are more in tune, the public's more in tune with the human services and education and those kind of positive things. But also with the public, I think, wants people that are dangerous off the street. So there's a trade-off there. Although once you're out of sight, out of mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's not a lot of will to pay the bill.